Peoria Chiefs pregame show, joined by the hitting coach, Mike Hobbs. New to the Cardinals organization, came over from the Nats this past offseason. And thanks for the time. Kind of starting there, how exciting is it to be joining the Cards at this moment in time when the farm system is so loaded?
It's great. It's a great opportunity that I'm very fortunate to be with. The players are incredible. It's fun to be around every day. And more importantly, the good people from top down. Everybody I've met in spring, everybody I've been dealing with in the hitting department and even outside of the hitting department, in the player development department, all been great people. So it makes it very easy to come to work every day.
I know you're an Illinois guy, so welcome back. Kind of diving into the roster, starting with Raniel Rodriguez, hard not to start there, 19 years old. There's a lot that's impressive about him. What's most impressive to you about his swing or his approach?
The most impressive thing I would say overall is just his work ethic. He comes in, he works every day, he gets what he needs, whatever that is. He knows what he wants, and he executes it very well. So he is he's a special player on a lot of levels. Obviously, we can all see the physical abilities that we see every day during batting practice and all that stuff. But the work ethic and the things that go on are really special about him that are going to carry him just as far as those tools that everybody knows about.
Ty Pete starting to swing it well. Two doubles last night. Obviously, a ton of strikeouts last year, but I mean, even to start this season, we've seen those cut down a little bit. How do you balance aggression with trying to cut down on strikeouts with a guy like Ty?
Well, strikeouts are always interesting because they're all not created equal.
Sure.
Some guys have those high strikeouts because they swing at everything. Some guys have holes in the zone. So it's more about just identifying how those strikeouts are happening and then trying to find an avenue to limit it. In Ty's case, it's more of just being himself, because he's a guy who can impact the baseball and impact a game in multiple ways, but on the offensive side. So as far as the strikeouts go, it's more about just being yourself and being a hitter first and then letting the rest of it kind of take care of itself.
Looking at a few guys that were here to finish last year, Josh Cross early on has looked really good. Kind of struggled in the late season call up here last year. What steps has he made to make some adjustments?
Those guys are always tough because, you know, it's two swings. So it's different for switch hitters. And so for him, it's more about just keeping that balance and staying, keeping his direction towards the middle, sometimes pulling off, because when you hit, a lot of guys hit with their lead side, their dominant side or their non-dominant side. He's hitting both ways. So one of those ways is his non-dominant side. So it's that's the tough part about switch hitting, but he's done a really good job. The other thing with him too is the swing decisions, really hunting his pitch and trying not to expand the zone as much as maybe years past, or as much as last year or years past. So he's done a really good job of that. Being aware of it's huge, and working on it in his day-to-day. He's been doing a really good job.
Jesus Baez, reading the scouting reports on him, they all said he takes really balanced swings. And then I watched it in person, and it's really impressive. How rare is that for a young guy like that to have such balanced swings while having the power ability that he has?
It is. It's fun. He's fun to watch. He's fun to be around. He is a very interesting case, and for those reasons that you just mentioned, he's a talented guy. Tools. He does things on both sides of the ball that not a lot of people can do. So it's fun to watch, and I'm excited to watch him develop this year.
Who's a guy that might not be on, you know, big name prospect radars that you've got high expectations for this year from this group?
You know, I have high expectations for every guy, and I know this, I hope it's not a cop-out answer, but we have guys, everybody. I mean, Sammy Hernandez is swinging the bat well. Cade McGee has shown so much improvement from last year, even from when we first started working together in January. Flores is shown huge improvement. There's a lot of guys top down. Suarez, Cordoba. There's so many guys that maybe, you know, aren't on the top of people's list that really have an ability to impact the game and also make a career doing this.
Give us an idea, or the fans an idea, of how you go about evaluating these guys, right? Fans love to look at the batting average and the OPS, but how do you look at a player's performance and decide, okay, they're doing well, they're not doing well?
So it's my job to be the perspective. I believe it's our job as coaches is to be the perspective. So I know the numbers that are next to their face every night, sometimes four or five times a night, can get to the players, or that's what the fans see and things like that. But there's a, you know, there's a process in place to where, you know, when you hit 400 in the Midwest League, it doesn't always translate the way you want it to. So that's why there are so many numbers in certain things that we use to evaluate. It's much more than just one number. It's a large group of numbers along with, you know, using the eye test and things like that. So it's definitely much more than maybe the scoreboard or the back of the baseball card, yeah, as we say. But for myself, it's really simple. If they're swinging at good pitches and hitting the ball hard, then, you know, the rest of it generally takes care of itself. And there's a lot more that goes into it, but to generally speaking, those are two big ones.
Simple, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's got to be. So that's the other thing too, is with all the data and the video and everything that is at our disposal, that's all really, really good stuff. Sometimes we have to be that filter for the players, because the game and everything is hard enough without, you know, the other aspect of it. So our job is to simplify it as much as we can for the guys.
Mike, really appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.